USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It seems with each passing day, doctors are learning more and more about the new coronavirus. It was once believed that children showed only mild effects from it. But Dr. Rob Sanders at the University Health System of San Antonio says they've now been seeing pediatric patients with rashes and frostbite-like symptoms in their feet.
The inflammation that occurs in our immune system is kind of having a very strong reaction to this virus and causing problems in a lot of different organ systems.
The U.S. House is preparing to vote on a massive new stimulus bill that has a very uncertain future. The roughly $3 trillion Democratic bill would provide more money for cash-strapped state and local governments, rent and mortgage relief, and hazard pay for frontline workers, as well as expanded mail-in voting. The Senate's unlikely to take it up, and the president says he'd veto it. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over? Then why not try World of Warships? You can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels and unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the ocean. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you were there. Each week, there's something new to experience, with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours on end. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American and one German. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. And remember, use the invite code BOOM, worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
A brand new poll finds more and more Americans are leaving their homes in recent days, and fewer are practicing social distancing when they do. This latest Gallup poll just issued shows 58% of people surveyed say they are completely or mostly isolating themselves, but that's down from 75% who said they were self-isolating in early April, and down from 68% in late April. Top government health official Dr. Rick Bright testifying yesterday that Americans aren't doing enough to stop the spread of the coronavirus, but the White House press chief, Kayleigh McEnany, says that leaves the White House confused.
It sounds like he hasn't been paying attention when he suggests that Americans should social distance and wash their hands. These are all things we've said millions of times probably at this point.
Damage assessments underway after a strong earthquake hit Nevada early today. The 6.5 magnitude centered about 200 miles northwest of Las Vegas. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Analysts had forecast a bad month for retail sales in April, but the results are even worse than they expected. Retail sales fell 16.4% last month, nearly 5 points below the experts' predictions. And it's more than double the previous record drop that was set in the month of March. More than two-thirds of the nation's $21.5 trillion economy comes from consumer spending, and the cratering retail numbers illustrate the depth of the economic disaster brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. Stocks reacting to the news as the Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down more than 200 points during morning trading. The Crisis Text Line provides around-the-clock support to those who need help with mental health. And this week, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle surprised the staff during a virtual meeting to thank them for their work and to provide a bit of encouragement. Back before the royal couple just became the couple, they did help establish a similar service in the UK known as Stout. And a 7-year-old girl from Cold Spring Harbor, New York, saved her money for years to buy an American Girl astronaut doll, but she's now decided to give her $52.65 for the doll to the healthcare workers treating COVID-19 patients. The second grader, Desiree Mohammadi, wrote a letter to the president of Northwell Health asking that the money be used by healthcare staffers to buy snacks from the vending machines. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.